السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable ulama ikram, beloved brothers and elders, all praises belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, it is not a mere formality that we speak about the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure every one of us are well aware of the greatest catastrophes that has hit the Ummah in this last week, wherein the honorable, noble, great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable wife, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, once again has come under attack. It is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over us. As I said, this is not a mere formality, but rather it should be a burning desire in the heart of every single believer that whatever is within our capacity, and actually the thirst and the desire should be in our heart that we are prepared to give every drop of our blood. We are prepared to give every single drop of our blood in order to defend the honorable honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Just to put this into perspective, many, many narrations with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for his ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam as rahmatun lil alameen. Brothers, let us understand that the world was plunged into darkness, total darkness. It is the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the illuminating light. And it is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that lit up the world once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give every one of us the reality in our heart to be defenders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be true ashikin e Rasul, to be true real lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said in the hadith so beautifully, he said, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in." We have heard this hadith many times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you can never have perfect and complete iman until I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't become more beloved to you than your wife, your family, your children, and the entire world put together. In essence, there should be no person or being more beloved to us after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions this narration. She said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at her place. He was in the home of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she said, I noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was unusually very, very happy that day. So I took the opportunity and I said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahumma ghfir li Aisha. O Allah, forgive Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And there's a reason why I chose this narration as well. As we go on, I will explain further. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The greatest of Allah's creation. The most beloved of Allah's creation. Imamul Anbiya, the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, is making dua for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahumma ghfir li Aisha. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha radiallahu anha. Forgive her. Ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhar. Wallah, forgive her past, forgive her future. Wallah, forgive her sins that she may have committed openly. Wallah, forgive her sins that she may have committed in secrecy. She becomes so happy. She becomes ecstatic. In her own words, she says, I couldn't contain my happiness. I couldn't contain my joy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam witnesses this joy of mine. And he says, oh Aisha, it seems that you've become overjoyed with this dua that I've made to you. This dua that I've made for you. She says, yes, O Nabi of Allah, such a dua. And who is making this dua? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, listen to this narration carefully. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, O Aisha, this is the dua for my ummah after every salah. He said, O Aisha, this is the dua that I make for my ummah after every salah. Ulama tell us that our connection and our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be so deep that if you want to take an example of true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then for us that example is none other than Siddiq Akbar. They say, the ulama tell us that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest person in this ummah was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Is a narration in Hayatul Sahaba. It is mentioned when the Muslims were very few in number, plus minus about 83 or so in number. As Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he takes permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, O Nabi of Allah, give me permission, I want to preach Islam openly. Give me permission, I want to give dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. I want to openly invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to him, look, we're still low in number, our number is still a bit low. Nevertheless, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala goes to the Kaaba and he starts inviting the people towards Islam. The narration mentions that the kuffar beat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, they hit him so much, they beat him up to such a point, the narration mentions that one could not even recognize his face. Eventually his family take him away. It's a lengthy narration. And the narration mentions for over a day, almost 1.5 days, he was unconscious. The narration says the moment he regained consciousness and his eyes opened, the first thing he asked his family, he said, tell me what is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here is a man beaten to a pulp. The narration says that you couldn't even recognize his face, unconscious. But the moment he regains consciousness, the first question he asks, what is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Eventually his family also leave him, they get tired of him, they say, no, we don't want to deal with you, you just got into a problem, now again you're only worried and concerned of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's alone with his mother. Again he asks his mother, he says, oh my mother, tell me, what is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he tells his mother, go to so and so person and inquire about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when he sees the reluctancy, initially he says to his mother that I take a qasam and I take an oath that I will not eat any food. I will not drink any drink. I will take nothing into my system until I come to know the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And eventually they make the arrangements. It's a lengthy narration, but the point I want to make here is that even in this condition, there was only one concern that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had. What was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ulama say he was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such love he had shown for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that even on the occasion of hijrat, everything that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had in his home, whatever wealth he had, he took it and he spent it in the path of Allah. Hazrat Asma, his daughter, said that my grandfather Abu Quhafa came to the house, he came to the home. And he asked me that, tell me, what did your father leave behind? Your father's made hijrat, your father is leaving, he's gone, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he leave behind? She said, to pacify my grandfather, I took him to the house in the niche where my father would keep some money, etc. I covered it with a cloth. My grandfather was blind. I took his hand, I placed it over it. And I told him, don't worry, Allah is, don't worry, oh my grandfather, my father has left enough for us. He said, by the qasam of Allah, there was absolutely nothing. My father took everything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in one narration, he said that مَا نَفَعْنِي مَالُ أَحَدٍ مَا نَفَعْنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكَرٍ. He said that nobody's wealth has benefited me like the wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Bakr showed us how to love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That on the occasion of his father accepting Islam, he brings his father, an old man, after the conquest of Makkah, after Makkah is conquered, he brings his father Abu Quhafa to recite the Shahada. Look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, why did you bring your father to me? He's an elderly man. If you told me, I would have come to your father. He said, no, O Nabi of Allah, it's the right that he comes to you. His father takes the Shahada. Abu Bakr al-Anu becomes emotional. He starts crying. And then he explains to the people, he says, that this emotion that I'm feeling is that today it would have pleased me more, it would have made me more happy to see the uncle of Rasulullah SAW reciting the Shahada than my own father, because I know what it would have meant to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a Sahabi by the name of Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was amongst those people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had freed, amongst the slaves that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had freed. So he was generally a very cheerful person. And it is mentioned that he would take special joy by looking at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba say, there was no face more beautiful than the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sahabi said, that when I looked at the moon and I looked at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, by Allah, the face of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more beautiful than the 14 full moon. So Nabi Sassam sees the Sahabi, Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is very sad. He's not his usual, normal, bubbly self. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approaches him. He says, O Thawban, today I'm seeing you're not your usual self. You're not in that happy state. He said, O Nabi of Allah, whenever I see you, my heart is filled with excessive joy. I cannot contain my happiness. Just the mere gaze at your blessed face, it lifts me spiritually. It lifts me spiritually just to see your blessed face. And a thought crossed my heart. And this thought has brought great pain to my heart. That on the day of Qiyamah, when Hisab and Kitab is taken and Allah makes the decision and you will be entered into the highest stages of Jannah, then you will be in the company of the Anbiya, you will be in the company of the Prophets, and we are not going to get to see your face. We are not going to share that special company with you again. So on account of that fear of separation from you, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's caused me great pain. The narration mentions, on account of this Sahabi's love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Allah ta'ala says that whoever will be obedient, whoever will obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will enjoy the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will enjoy the companionship of the martyrs. He will enjoy the companionship of the siddiqeen. He will enjoy the companionship of the pious people in Jannah. My beloved brothers, it is necessary for us that we're living in such a time that every one of us have to take responsibility in our homes, in our communities, in our circle of friends, that the position that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam holds in our heart, the position that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam holds to every believer, because we're living in a time, and this is the reality, where if you speak out against ills of society, and you speak out against open sin, and you speak out about things that are beyond even what human beings should be doing, you speak about LGBTQ and you speak about these type of things, which has become so prevalent in society today, then it's problematic and people will want to silence you. But people openly can discuss and openly they can speak and openly they can say what they like regarding the honorable and the noble. You know, that they can just say what they want to say regarding the honorable and the noble position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It becomes the responsibility of every believer via our tongue, via our actions, via every means possible, that we become defenders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We become the defenders of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We become the defenders of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that not only on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but even on the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Quran tells us very, very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, that the position that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hold in our heart, that they hold in this deen, is that they are as a mother in your life. That is the positions of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, more than the love and the care that the person will have for his own mother, it should be increased and it should be even more when it comes to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned this narration in the beginning, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu made dua for her. They say her position in the court of Allah was so high. Brothers, understand this. Because the reality of the situation is today, many people are exposed to internet, many people are exposed to social media, etc. And when you will go on the internet and you will search certain things, then you will see the sites that come up, many of them are there, and the vile and the ill things and the comments that they speak about with regards to the Sahaba Ikram, really sometimes you won't even say that regarding your own enemy. And every day, it has been every week in the Jummah Salah, it has been the practice of the Salafus Salihin. If you study the khutubat of the pious from the time of Sahaba Ikram till now, you will find that hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam warns the ummah with regards to the high and noble position of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the khatib in Jumu'ah will recite it, and we all know it also. Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhidhum gharadan min ba'di, faman ahabbahum fa bihubbi ahabbahum, waman abghadahum fa bibughdi abghadahum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O kama qal, to this effect, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to my companions. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to my companions. Guard your tongue. Be very, very careful what you say regarding the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't make them your targets. Don't try now to think that you know more than them. Don't try to look for faults. They are people whose lives have been stamped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the people who stood with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, I ask you a question for a moment. As I said, this is not a formality of a bayan, but this is something that we need to ask ourselves, and every one of us have to make a decision. That what position will Sunnah, what position will Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what position will Deen hold in my life? Can you for a moment just think what our life would have been if we didn't have Deen? For a moment, if we didn't have the Kalima, what would our life have been? Where would we have been? What would have been our outcome? What would we have been doing? How indebted are we to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How indebted are we to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, and every Friday we hear these words, these beautiful words, we hear it every Friday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves my companions, then it's because of the love that he has for me that he loves them. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ And whoever dislikes them, whoever has hatred for them, then it's because of the hatred that he has for me that he has hatred for them. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was that great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. She was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah ta'ala decided that even the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would happen in her home. She was the last. The ulama say, she was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last thing to enter the mouth of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in one narration, he took his miswak, Hazrat Aisha made it soft, she chewed it a little bit to make the miswak soft, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made miswak. See, many a times, ulama tell us, that wahi would come whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was laying with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. There were times when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam would come, and he would say that Allah has sent salam to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And when the hypocrites, when they accused her of an act which she didn't do, it's a lengthy incident, we're not going to go into it, our time is almost up already. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that not even on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did Allah speak of her chastity, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that 10 verses of Quran were revealed to prove the innocence, the purity, the chastity, and the nobility of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. As I said, beloved friends, this should be in the heart of every believer, and this should be instilled in the heart of our children, our wives, our families, our localities, that we will defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will defend the honor of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will defend the honor of the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything connected to our deen, we must be in the forefront to practice upon it, and we must be in the forefront to protect it. This is the responsibility of every Muslim. It is mentioned in the Quran under the ambit of this verse, Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama ibn Kathir and other Mufassirin mention as well, that there were 5 people. There were few others as well, but in particular this verse was revealed regarding 5 people. One of them was Walid bin Mughira. These 5 people, they would mock and they would cause great pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding each one of these people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these people are bad people, they are evil people. And obviously they would cause great pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially Walid bin Mughira. And the Mufassirin mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comforted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah has revealed these verses that Allah is sufficient for you. You don't need to fear them. You don't need to have any worry for them. You are under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah made it that each and every one of them died a terrible death. They mocked at Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah made it they died a terrible death. This Walid bin Mughira, one example that we can take. See, he was walking with his shawl. Allama ibn Kathir makes mention of the narration. And he's walking with his pride. And he's walking, you know, with in a manner with his ego and his arrogance. So Allah Ta'ala made it that he walks, and as he's walking he stamps and his foot gets into an arrow. And now that pride doesn't even allow him to look further down. So he continues walking like this, and eventually this becomes the end of him. This arrow goes right through his entire leg, and Allah makes it that this becomes the means of his destruction. One of them becomes blind, that becomes the means of his death. One of them gets a very, very serious, severe illness in his stomach, and it causes him to die. One of them, pus and blood continuously came out of his ears. These are not fairy tales, it's in the narration. This was on account of them mocking, on account of them finding fault with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the Mufassirin mentioned that this Walid bin Mughira, he falsely accused Nabi Sassam of one thing. Falsely accused Nabi Sassam of one thing. Na'udhu Billah, he said, Majnoon. He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mad. Na'udhu Billah. Allah protect us and save us. The Mufassirin mentioned in one place in Quran, Allah spoke about 10 of his evil qualities which are exceptionally true. Once, Allah mentioned 10 of his evil qualities, that he would be a person who carries tales, be a person who has, he prevents people from doing good. He's a person who takes false oaths. He's a person who prevents good. He's a person who carries tales. All these different aspects of the evils of his life, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it. And then Allah mentions one particular quality. Allah says that he is Zanim. He's such a person whose parentage hasn't been established. Now you must know he is the leader of the Quraysh. He is a big person. He is a big man in society. And here the verses of Quran are being revealed regarding him. So he goes to his mother. And he says to his mother that, oh my mother, what the Quran of Muhammad SAW is saying about me, every quality there, I agree it's true. That is me. I carry tales. I'm an evil person. I'm very harsh. I'm a person who breaks up society. This is all in me. But there's one thing that his Quran mentions. His Quran says that my parentage is uncertain. My father is not established. Tell me, oh my mother, what is the story here? She says, yes, I had an affair and you were born out of wedlock. This is the position of those who chose to try and mock Rasulullah. Just chose to try and insult Nabi Sallam in this way. Allah Ta'ala disgraced them. Qiyamat tak, people will read about their destruction. People will read about their disgrace. In essence, our time is already up. The message for today, brothers, is that it is the responsibility of every Muslim. It is the responsibility of every reciter of kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And more so now, when the deen of Allah, when the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the noble character and the noble position of Rabbi alayhi salatu wasalam is under attack, that now we go out of our way to establish the deen of Allah. We go out of our way to establish the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every regard. Like Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had that concern that what is going to happen if I'm separated from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Thawban, remember Allah revealed the verses of Quran, whoever will be obedient, whoever will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever will follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will enjoy the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will enjoy the companionship of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He will enjoy the companionship of the martyrs. I'll end on this incident in the life of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, famous incident, but we can take lesson from it. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Dawud's narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, indeed I love you. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending him to Yemen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is walking with him out of Medina Munawwara. And he's giving him different advices. Eventually, when they reach a certain point, Nabi Sallam says to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he says, O Mu'adh, it is possible that when you come to Medina Munawwara, you won't see me, but you'll pass by my qabr. The narration says, Mu'adh ibn Jabal couldn't contain himself. He burst out crying. He knows that this is the last time these eyes of mine are going to see this beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the last time that these ears of mine is going to hear the beautiful voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration says when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen him cry, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also started to cry. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away. He couldn't contain to see the pain on the face of Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam